Happy April. This is Jan Brett, and this is my April Hedgegram. Spring is around the corner, and nothing could be more exhilarating and inspiring than going for a long run in our beautiful towns of Hingham and Norwell, Massachusetts. Snow on the ground and ice-covered lakes make a great showcase for reddish maple tops just coming into bud and the vernal pools that are full of life and are a mahogany green from the tannins from the fallen leaves. Our turtle pond, which we built during the year I wrote and illustrated Mossy, is still covered with snow. We are anxiously awaiting for the ice to melt to see if our 8 koi, goldfish, survived the winter. Every month, I take a little time to give you a snapshot on how my new book is progressing. Here is the report on Gingerbread Christmas. In a week or so, I'll be traveling to New York to meet with my editor, Margaret, about Gingerbread Christmas. I have done 2 gingerbread books in the past, The Gingerbread Baby in 1999 and Gingerbread Friends in 2008. They both have fold-out pages near the end of the book, and in my story, there'll be a fold-out Christmas tree covered with ornaments, including lots of cookie ornaments. The Gingerbread Baby will be running away as usual, and he picks a hiding place on the tree. I will make it nearly impossible to figure out which ornament is the Gingerbread Baby, who has the biggest challenge of his life, being quiet and being perfectly still. I remember that when I was little, it was very hard to be quiet and perfectly still. When I was in 5th grade and took up playing the clarinet, I could have never imagined the hours and hours I have spent as an adult not playing, but listening to classical music. My husband, Joe Hearn, plays the double bass in the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and I almost always get a ticket to the weekly performance. I wrote and illustrated Berlioz the Bear about a bass-playing bear, and I'm using music as an important element again in Gingerbread Christmas. In my story, Matty bakes gingerbread instruments, including a bass and a clarinet. He peeks in the oven before they are baked, and they come out alive and playing. I won't be writing a musical accompaniment to my book, but I have allowed space for an overture, which is a musical introduction, a march, a waltz, and a dreamy aria, which is a song for 1 or 2 people. Artists do not like doing the same thing twice, so I am exploring border ideas that involve baking, which would be in keeping with the subject matter, but ideas that I haven't done before. I think there'll be some intense research in that area. I love chocolate, but I like a lighter feel to my books, and dark chocolatey brown would work as an accent color, but not as a whole border. Since the book is set in Switzerland, and we are planning a trip in late summer, I hope to find some special European confections that will add flavor to the book. I've almost finished a miniature cartoon-like version of my book called A Dummy, and I'm looking forward to going over it with my editor in New York in a few weeks. This is when the story is still flexible and easy to change. My favorite part is painting the finished pictures, and I have to remind myself to be patient. Good luck with your creative projects. Your friend, Jan Brett.